congregate around your testimony as you reenact the scriptures of your pain, because if you can feel it,
you can speak it!
That is the poet D. Ruff performing something he wrote in honor of the Boston Open Mic series that's called If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It. The series, which centers on LGBTQ performers of color, turned 10 years old last month. WBUR's Amelia Mason visited the Milky Way Lounge in Jamaica Plain for the series' anniversary celebration to see what it means 10 years on.
Capital rules everything around me. It's no secret.
The audience at If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It is true to its name. When they're feeling it, they let you know.
Every corner is congested of some traffic king.
That supportive atmosphere is intentional, founder Jadi Williams tells me as she stands in the foyer of the restaurant attached to the Milky Way Lounge, surrounded by piles of t-shirts emblazoned with the hashtag 10 years loud.
You don't have to call yourself an artist to be in our space. You just have to be able to communicate however you communicate, and we will welcome you into this space.
Jadi began performing her own poems at open mics around the city a little over a decade ago, and noticed she didn't always get a warm reception.
It wasn't blatant. However, there was really no love from the audience for this young black queer woman. So if I was going to predominantly, you know, black spaces, I'm not going to say that there was outright homophobia, but there definitely wasn't an embrace of my queerness. And then if I was in predominantly white spaces, then there really wasn't, again, an embrace of my identities as a black woman. And so
she decided to start her own open mic. She held the first one at a bar on Dorchester Ave.
How many people showed up?
Seven.
The concept resonated for a lot of people, like the poet Free, who's been a regular since the early days.
When I started performing, there weren't many spaces to perform in that were inclusive. You know, when I saw spaces like the Cantab Lounge out in Cambridge, and there's the Lizard Lounge out in Cambridge, and like, not for nothing, those both are spaces that aren't really for me.
If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It has since expanded beyond the black lesbian scene where it started, billing itself as the only monthly open mic dedicated to the LGBTQI community of color and its allies. Now it draws between 60 and 70 people on a typical night. Its growth coincided with, and maybe helped spur, an explosion in spoken word open mics around the city. Here's Jadi again.
When people call me and they're like, oh, I'm visiting Boston, what should I do? I have options now. Like, all I gotta do is look on my Facebook, and I know I have at least 10 invites that I can send these folks to.
On this night, people fill the seats in the Milky Way and cluster around the doorway. Jadi and her co-host, D. Ruff, run through the ground rules of the open mic.
Anything that you say in this space is definitely safe and sacred, but you also need to be held accountable and responsible for the things that come out of your mouth.
For the next few hours, people speak, and sometimes sing, about the identities that define them and the struggles they vow will not. They're joyful, angry, raunchy, defiant.
On the block, the air I breathe is filtered by coconut trees and banana leaves.
I want a government of my own body, so I went to Amazon and bought paper.
Hymns of freedom to bring us back to life.
Uncivilized savage is what we get told. Our story never gets old because it never gets old.
About halfway through the show, the fire alarm goes off. Everyone shuffles outside. There's no sign of a fire, so people gather just outside the entrance. I strike up a conversation with Deanna Alvarez, who performed a song earlier. It's her first time at the open mic, and she drove 2 hours from Western Mass to get here.
What was it like about it that made you want to make the trek?
Queer people of color open mic, and there's nothing like that anywhere.
In this moment, Alvarez's words sum up the night better than any poem or song. 10 years since it started, in a now flourishing open mic scene, If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It is still vital, still necessary, still here.
Go ahead and sing. I don't need to make it on my own. Sing it up.
I don't need to make it on my own.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.